Okay, let's go back to work.
Right. Agenda paper 8. The purpose of today's session is to make you aware of the ISB's 2015 agenda consultation process and to ask you whether or not you'd like to respond to the request for views. Of course, you may think that the normal communication channels between the Interpretations Committee and the ISB are already sufficient. The paper provides some background data to stimulate discussion or to identify topics to include in any comment letter. And to that end, the type of issues that have been referred to you since the last agenda consultation, such as the number of submissions by standard and an analysis of agenda rejections. And also Appendix A lists the 8 questions which are asked by the ISB in the request for views. So the first question for you today is on page 7, and it's, would you like to recommend any topics for further investigation by the ISB?
Talking about right after paragraph 21.
Yes. Perhaps, should we ask a larger question?
Do you think was about to suggest.
Do you think you'd like to send a comment letter? You did in 2011 in response to the agenda consultation at that time. I suppose the question is now whether you think that, in fact, you've already been referring matters to the ISB on a regular basis, and it's covered by the normal day-to-day processes.
John?
I think we should send a letter. The request for views does cover the balance between standard setting and research and maintenance and other things, as well as requests for topics, which I think is relevant to the work of the committee. So I think we should have a view on that, which you should send. In terms of the issues, we probably have regular communication of issues that we feel the board should take on. Maybe this is an opportunity for us to provide some priority to those from our perspective. There might be some views that we have sent too many things or referred too many things to the board and without due regard to their existing workload and resource availability. So this is sort of maybe an opportunity for us to provide some perspective to the things that we think are more important for them to deal with, of the issues that have come to this committee.
Would that include potentially suggestions to them about, for example, not saying that this would be one, you ought to spend more time on liabilities and equity, given the number of issues that have come through here that we consistently say are part of that project? Or, do we have a basis for suggesting that they either raise or lower the tempo of some of the research projects?
Yeah, I think that we get to see the practical problems come to this committee in submission. So, and I think there's a number of areas where we've had views that it's been not possible for us to provide much in the way of guidance because of the existing standard. And this is our opportunity to sort of, there's at one stage, certainly in my time on the committee, we got a lot of IAS 7 issues of cash flow classification. Do we think that should be high priority? We obviously have a lot of IFRS 5 issues, which we've on the agenda for this meeting. We've had a lot of liability and equity issues in the last couple of years. So, it seems to me worthwhile a debate as to, I don't think we can ask the board to put all of those things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on their list of priorities. But I think we, as a committee, I think it would be useful for us to have a view on which of those we think were more pressing for them to deal with.
Okay. Bruce?
I guess I'm happy for us to put a letter in. The only comment I would have was similar to, I think, to your open comments, was, how much of what we're doing and our concerns are already being communicated to the ISB? Are we at a stage where the board is going to be sitting there looking at this and going, yeah, we've heard this already? And is there a lot of value in doing that? So I guess maybe it's also just building on John's points. I think that if we're going to add value to the process, we should say, look, these are the issues we have raised, but I think a prioritization or some sort of justification of why we think things should be looked at is what I would take on. I think if all we're going to just say these are the issues we've referred to, I'm not really convinced that'll have much value.
Young Soo?
Actually, what I'm trying to say is not exactly related to the question that that has been raised in the paragraph 21, but I think that we are composing of so many different the representatives of different countries, so we may be able to kind of get a survey inside of the interpretations committee, so that we can raise more diverse topics than what has been raised in the constitutions or the questions from the outside of the committee. For example, in Korea, we have a very serious problems about the foreign currency translation issues. And that issue is very popular, not only in our country in Korea, but also in many other countries that are using local currencies. So if we use our the networks, then I think we can get more topics that can help the ISB in doing the research for the topics.
I'm going to hold my view to the last. Martin?
Yeah, I believe that we probably should prioritize some issues where we had severe challenges in the past because they are too broad, and on the other hand, they have a very high materiality, which is the kind of accounting standards hygiene, so to say. I'm not sure whether we could all agree on the top three priority list or so. But for sure, what is very important outside, and on the other hand, where is still development is pension accounting. We got a lot of questions related to pension accounting, related to pension schemes. And we see that this clear distinction, defined benefit, defined contribution, does not longer exist. We have tremendous challenges with regard to interest rates, companies are restructuring their promises. So I believe also with our view and what we have done in the past, it should be a trigger for the ISB. And other topics one could consider, for example, as said, IFRS 5, whether we believe we could probably see that. I guess pension is a very huge topic and a very hard one for the ISB as well. I believe that an IFRS 5 topic to come to a broader conclusion would be a smaller project for the ISB, however, even with a certain value for users.
Bob? I agree with many of the comments that were said, so I'll cut it short. I do believe it's appropriate to comment. I think we should identify those issues we struggled with, even though the board probably has heard them. But more importantly is the prioritization.
Carl?
Yeah, I support this approach, and I would suggest, as was suggested in 2011, the equity-like financial instruments. It's been highly discussed in Brazil. The level of issuance here in Europe is sky high. I think it's a hot topic.
Tony?
Much the same as others. I think it will be helpful for us to say something. I think the key thing is pulling together, if you like, the themes from our experience rather than telling them what we've already told them. So what are the themes that we can pull together, and where does that leave us in terms of saying these are the, whether it's the two or three or whatever it is, things that you should focus on. So it's not so much the what we've told them, it's the why we've told them, and how does that come together in terms of priorities.
Andrew?
There might be a lone voice on this, but I have no particular desire to write to the ISB. It seems slightly strange and incestuous to me to do so. And if we need to communicate what we think is important to the ISB every 3 years, and something's gone wrong with the intervening communication that happens after every meeting within those 3 years. So we'll obviously write as Grant Thornton as part of the process, but I'm not going to stand in anybody's way. But I think the focus should be on the continuing communication.
I think that's a brilliant and insightful comment, since I agree with it.
I would not propose to write the IASB a letter because I don't know what value we would add. The IASB members sit in on our meetings, they hear our comments, they've seen the flow of issues. I think there might be an unconventional value that we might add after the comment period. So the IASB will have heard from a bunch of people and will be faced with analyzing that. Then we could provide our insight on what they heard and say either these 5 points are consistent with what we've encountered, or gosh, people say, to use Martin's term, that we have a hygiene adjustment necessary, but we haven't seen it. So in terms of the value added, that might be a way to take an unconventional approach and offer to the IASB to work with them on the analysis or on how they react to the comments, rather than providing an interpretation committee set of priorities, because I'm not sure that we'd ever get a consensus on what those were. So, but I'm all y'all are the committee, so we will be at your direction.
Can I just say that I think that makes rather more sense given the trustees' review in 2012 and how we function in the strategic review of the IASB and the joint responsibility for maintenance of IFRS jointly with the IFRIC and the IASB. So that I think that sort of reinforces us working together. I'm not sure what other people think.
I'm open to comments. Reinhardt?
I'll support Andrew and being the lone voices, but I do think, Wayne, the way you've articulated makes sense to me. The ISB will be getting lots of input through the consultation process, and I think we as a committee could play a role in terms of providing our perspectives on where the issues are based on our experiences, some filter, and perhaps help the ISB in terms of deciding which ones are of those projects that are more a priority where we can add value as a committee, where we can work under their direction, provide some input, support, etc., to help them address, I'm sure, what will be a whole plethora of issues that arise through the consultation process.
We have the opportunity, since the comment period runs to the end of the year, we could consult with the board members and say, hey, this idea popped up. What all y'all think? And if the board members, in informal consultation, say, no, we'd rather hear from you on the front end. Well, okay. We got plenty of time to write a letter. Bob?
A question, Wayne. In having the discussions with the board, how much transparency is there to constituents around the issues that we raise to the board, other than through the IFRIC update? I mean, there's in there. But is there stuff that, information that is conveyed to the board from us that is not in the public domain that would then be in the public domain in such a letter?
I'd say there wouldn't be anything extra other than what you would create as part of a discussion now that wouldn't have already been communicated before. Whenever this committee recommends something to the board, then we take a paper to a public board meeting with that recommendation in it. There isn't. So that would be the normal channel that we would have.
And in addition, don't we also take the paper on the activities of the IFRIC to the board twice a year?
We do. low, certainly at least once a year. So the looking at the statistics that of the committee, once a year we would take that to the board as well and just sort of give them an overview of what the board has been, or what the committee's been looking at, in addition to the every 2 months providing them with a presentation on what happened at the previous meeting.
And on the website there's an analysis by standard as to what issues have come and what issues have been discussed in the last, is it 3 years or 5 years?
3 years.
3 years.
John and then Tony.
I mean, it may be a bit more form over substance, because I'm sure our channels of communication with the IASB over the period are reasonably robust, and we've communicated with them lots, and we've taken papers, and there's board members sitting here. And I suppose for most people around the table, I mean, they're going to be communicating through their own organizations in some form or other. It does seem strange to me, though, as a committee, that we wouldn't communicate through this request, through this public consultation process, on matters that seem to be directly related to the work that we do as a committee, the priority of the research projects. I mean, we obviously deal with practical issues and have views, given what's come to this committee, about where we think the real issues that need to be solved as a matter of priority are. It just seems strange to me that we wouldn't as a committee do that. But it's probably more a question of form over substance, because I'm sure they probably know our views about what we think ought to be dealt with. It's really whether we think we should put that in the public domain by way of writing a letter as part of this process. I don't know why we wouldn't do that, but if we think that's not the best way to be effective, well, then it doesn't really bother me that much.
Tony?
Maybe slightly indifferent about how we do it, but it does seem to me to be important that we do it. And maybe back to what I said earlier, I think the board is aware of stuff that we've sent to them. And the board is obviously aware from the observers and from IFRIC update of things that we haven't taken onto the agenda because we felt that we couldn't deal with it. But I'm not sure, as we sit here now, that's actually pulled together in the format of saying, you know, these are the things that we couldn't solve, and these are the reasons, and this is why, or this is the order of importance. And it just seems to me that we're missing out on the advantages of the experience of this committee in our discussions if we don't get that message across. And I think there is something to be said for pulling it together and for this committee to say, well, okay, we couldn't deal with all these debt equity issues. We think you should put debt equity at the top of the list, whatever the answer is. Now, I'm not concerned whether we do that through the mechanism of a formal letter, or something that comes back to the committee to talk about in this forum after the comment period is closed. I'm not less fussed about the form of it, but I do think it will be helpful for us to pool experience and pull the themes together and decide what we think is relatively important.
One thought just to raise, obviously last January we had a joint meeting of the committee and the board, and it's something that the plan is that we will repeat that each year. Mm-hmm. That could be a topic for discussion at that meeting, that joint meeting.
I think, although I'm keeping Bob's comment about transparency in mind, and I'm not sure that the synthesis of these issues and pulling them together and saying, other than with IFRS 5, mm-hmm. where we clearly went to the board and said, you all have a problem. I'm not sure that we've synthesized some of the others in similar format. And I'm thinking of the liability equity issues in particular. Others, notwithstanding the Korean experience, this committee hasn't seen a whole lot of foreign currency issues. So while those might, while I recognize, not might, they are a big issue for y'all, we don't have a value added here on that, where we might have it on other particular standards for which we have seen a significant throughput. So that would be something where I think we would add value. Andrew?
Yeah, I was just going to add, the request for views document itself does, I think, try to point out those research projects where there have been a high level of submissions to the Interpretations Committee.
And it does specifically include a paragraph in the IFRS 5 issue being referred by the Interpretations Committee.
Let me make a suggestion then. I think the general view, notwithstanding the three of us who had a contrary view, is that we should put together something which we would be April and Michael working together. Let me suggest that the theme of it should be, as I said just a couple of minutes ago, the specific experiences the committee has had, again, where we add value to the process. We all know foreign currency is an issue. We all know if you're in South America, hyperinflation or inflation accounting is an issue. But those are not ones where this committee has had an awful lot of exposure and work. So let's see if we can focus that. I think you have the raw material for that and some of the stuff in the paper already.
Well, I was just wondering whether if we are going to express a view of what the committee as a whole think the priorities are, whether each committee member should send us what they think their three top priorities and their experience has been.
Well, you're a glutton for punishment, but I think that's it.
I'm just spreading the misery around here. I think it would be interesting because it will also tell us how much communality there is. And that analysis would give a bit of transparency as to what.
Three times three. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. As raw material for April, on the flight home, or someplace where you don't forget that we ask, send her three priorities, what you think are the three things that.
Yep. And we'll collate that and bring that back in November as a draft comment letter.
Yeah. Again, the selection criteria being not what three things your organization would put in a letter, because that might be a different three, but what three things strike you as a consequence of your experience on this committee? Because that's where we add value to the process. April?
And just thinking about one of John's early points about looking at wider questions rather than just individual topics and priorities. If we are going to respond, did we want to include wider questions about the balance of the ISB's activities or larger questions like that, or are we happy to just look at the priorities from our experience?
I think that there would be a consideration, though, in terms of you are part of the board's response to implementation issues, so there may be an element of commenting on yourself to give comments on that.
Okay, so we'll just stick with priorities then.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you, April.